The main goal of this tool is to help swine nutritionists connecting the feed-related decisions to financial outcomes. And we wanted to make it this with a more holistic approach, rather than looking separately to formulation, performance, economics. This is a digital tool that allows users to model, to design feeding programs and model expected performance, and then taking the two together and compare projected feed costs and projected income per pig with over a 12-month period. So you will select a time where you want to feed the pigs to, and these will compare two different diet libraries.
This edition of the Swine Nutrition Black Belt podcast is brought to you by US Soy. This edition of the Swine Health Black Belt podcast is brought to you by US Soy.
Welcome to the Swine Nutrition Black Belt podcast, where we explore the science behind swine nutrition. I'm your host, Jorge Estrada. And today in our podcast, we have Dr. Bart Borg, who is the VP of Feed and Nutrition with Puzzle Farms. And also we have Dr. David Rosero, who is an assistant professor at the Iowa State University. Today, we'll be talking about a new financial model called Feed for Profit, which was developed by Iowa State University in collaboration with the U.S. Soy Board. So, gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining us today. It's great to have you both back to the podcast. And then, with that in mind, this new financial model goes beyond feed formulation, is my understanding, more into the maximizing profits for the producer. David, let's start with you. Tell us more about this new tool that you recently presented during the Midwest meetings in Omaha.
Yeah, thank you, Jorge. As you stated, we developed this one at Iowa State with the collaboration of US Soy, and I will add that it was with the guidance of Dr. Barbour, so he's been critical. The main goal of this tool is to help swine nutritionists connecting the feed-related decisions to financial outcomes, and we wanted to make it this with a more holistic approach, rather than looking separately to formulation, performance, economics. This is a digital tool that allows users to design feeding programs and model expected performance, and then taking the two together and compare projected feed costs and projected income per pig with over a 12-month period. So you will select a time where you want to feed the pigs to, and these will compare two different diet libraries. We ultimately want this tool to help feed professionals make nutrition decisions and by making more clear the holistic vision of the biological performance response to market conditions.
With that in mind, David, I mean, feed for profit, you know, what is different about this tool versus what a swine nutritionist will be typically using today to formulate and look at the economics?
Yeah, as you know, Jorge, I think we do have many nutrition tools, and these are very good into designing diets. But they only get it to the lowest, to the least cost formula, right? That's where they stop. And they don't reflect the full economic impact of a nutritional strategy. And as I mentioned before, by integrating expected performance and especially the pricing of ingredients and pricing of pigs, I think that's where you get to a closer look to the profitability. That's ultimately the bottom line of the producer. So that's what Feed for Profit does, is take us one step farther by linking the diet choices to those expected performance response and to the profit of the pig. It will give it the user's ability to look ahead, including future of the ingredient and pig prices. Make some assumptions about the performance response, and then compare two different scenarios over time instead of making a one-time, one-point-in-time decision.
No, that's great. And, you know, there is plenty of complexity with, you know, when it comes down to, as you mentioned, commodity prices, environment, hog prices, and ultimately, you know, what kind of nutrition program you got to put together. So trying to line all those things up, it takes a lot of power, right? So is this tool available for nutritionists to use today? And if so, you know, how can they access it?
Yes, thanks to the support of the US SOI, this digital tool is already available through the website feedforprofit.swineapplyinnovations.com. I will add, Jorge, as you stated, as nutritionists, we do look to those three different pieces on feed formulation, performance, environment affecting performance, and economics. But we do this in two different supports, right? And that's the beauty of the feed-for-profit model. It takes everything into one page, make it easy for swine nutritionists or anybody working in the feed area. And last, I'd like to add that as you ask, where is this available? With the support of US SOI, we're making further improvements to the tool, but we'll also be having some webinars, training materials, and we'll be offering a one-on-one training sessions during the WordPort Expo. So be tuned, stay connected.
In this edition, Drs. David Rosero and Bart Borg discuss the introduction of a new online financial model that estimates the economic value of nutritional strategies to maximize growth potential and profit per pig. Feed for Profit, developed by Iowa State University in collaboration with US SOI, allows users to design feeding programs, model the performance response, and compare the forecasted income over time.
Excellent. Well, Bart, you know, I mean, for years we have had to do these things the hard way. So you have a lot of experience in nutrition and of course the impact on cost. Can you give us an example of how a nutritionist might use this tool relative to the inclusion of soybean meal today?
Yes, and thanks for having me. It's great to be back. The perfect example and the way that David and his team has some scenarios set up today, if you access it, is to look at using soybean meal to reduce the summer weight dip. And as you go into that exercise, I mean, you're looking at a diet that may have, or a program that may have higher level of DDGs, just letting soybean meal float relative to its price with crystalline amino acids and so on. And so that, I mean, that's the perfect example to think of right now. And we're, you may be a month behind and doing the analysis and getting pigs on feed, but there's still real value in looking at that comparison, reducing the summer weight dip, especially with the lean hog prices that we have this year. You really want to be able to capture every pound that you can put on. And soybean meal, minimum levels of soybean meal, reduced DDGs can help you do that through the summer heat.
Gotcha. And, you know, in nutrition, we're always thinking about different feeding strategies, especially when it comes down to seasonality or, you know, hog prices, as we have been saying, and stuff like that. So how will this tool change the way that you formulate and think about those strategies?
Well, I can say right away that it'll make it much more efficient. As David described, you know, we have different, to go through the everything that this model offers, you'd first visit your feed formulation package and then move formulas into an Excel spreadsheet where you're trying to get to a feed cost and then be accessing another resource for lean hog prices and performance modeling. And this makes it a one-stop shop. So, I mean, it is a very efficient way to look at those models that you may have set up for soybean meal, copper, tryptophanolysine, SCISIS, any performance-changing program can be evaluated through this model and taking it all the way to understanding what is the value of that weight and or feed conversion, and I believe coming in the future, mortality adjustment to just vetting any ingredient or feeding scenario.
Absolutely. And I'm sure, you know, some of us, you know, with nutrition is we might be leaving money on the table because we're not accounting for some of that variation. And of course, you know, adjusting so many things, you know, doing that by hand and from different softwares and stuff like that, it becomes becomes hard. And sometimes we don't even have enough time to get it done, right? So, but in addition to soy nutritionist, I mean, is anybody else in the industry that will find the feed for profit useful?
I think there are lots. And I mean, the ones that come to mind right away is within the integrated company, the nutritionist is often contacted by those purchasing commodities, wanting to know, well, what is your feeding program change and what does that mean for the guy that's out there and doing the risk analysis on purchasing corn, soybean meal, DDGs, financial analysts, any allied industry folks that may have a product that they want to generate an ROI to go out on a technical call with could be used. And then I would really, to any students that may be listening, students ought to be tuning into this and learning it because it's just a great tool and thought process to have along with your nutrition understanding. So many other users.
But we have to be careful because remember, the veterinarians are always looking how to replace a nutritionist. So we don't want to give them the tools, you know. Okay. You gotta be careful. So
okay, well, David, maybe they can lock down the veterinarian access.
But all seriousness, I mean, so David mentioned that there will be some webinars and other ways to learn how to use this tool. How can a nutritionist and producer see a demonstration, you know, maybe to use this tool and of course, you know, maybe learn from you guys that are the people working on it?
Yes. As David mentioned, there's a webinar on May 11th and some opportunities at the World Pork Expo at the U.S. Soy Tent that there will be just sit down at a table and learn one-on-one and just some other demonstrations that will go on. So certainly those are opportunities. And then I think, as David said, there's interest one-on-one over a Teams call or whatever, we're certainly open to doing that as well.
Great. And this has been a great conversation. Of course, you know, time is limited, but before we go, I would like to ask this question maybe to both of you, and I'm going to start with you, David. So in summary, you know, what is the number one reason a swine nutritionist should start using this tool on a regular basis from your standpoint? And then we'll ask Bart, so leave something for him.
Yeah, so I'm just going to put back my practicing nutritionist hat. And my main goal as nutritionist was to design a diet that will be closely predicting profitability of the pigs in the system. That'd be my number one reason is I don't want to leave profit in the table that I can be earning today. And Bart mentioned the opportunity of summer. That's where we have the highest price, right, in the year. That's where maximizing body weight gain is going to have the greatest return over that investment. And by applying this tool, then you will know a strategy to get closer to maximum profitability. That's my number one reason, Jorge.
Awesome. And again, guys, I mean, there is seasonality in prices around the globe, right? And there might be a different timing for other countries, and it might come into place, right, when it comes down to hog prices. Bart?
Well, I'll take it as from a personality standpoint. I think a lot of nutritionists and most would fit into the detail-oriented, wanting to be right, wanting to research and get to the final number. And that's exactly what this tool allows you to do in a more efficient and complex way, so that you can be looked upon as as an important information source beyond just a formula and a diet cost. So I think it's a great tool for every nutritionist to put in their toolbox, and you'll increase your ability of information to deliver just by use of it.
Awesome. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time that we have today, but to our guests, many thanks for joining us today. And folks, you know, World Pork Expo is around the corner. You know, the U.S. Soy will have a hospitality tent where you can, you will be able to potentially meet Dr. Borg and Dr. Rosero, and then make sure you stop by and for that demonstration that they are talking about for this awesome talk. So everyone, thanks for listening to the Swine Nutrition Black Belt podcast, and don't forget to subscribe and leave us some great comments. Thank you very much.